Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is. Enjoy this Rose Bowl memory from PigskinDispatch.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And we are down to our final segments of Rose Bowl history, getting into these modern games. Today, we're going to talk about the 2018 through the 2022 Rose Bowl Classics that have been played in Pasadena and one elsewhere. So it's just some great football we'll talk about here. Some great pieces of football history with some great and fantastic legendary players that are going to be remembered for a long, long time here. And these are games that we should well remember, because I'm sure most of us have watched these games and seen these players play, at least on the television, if not in person. So the first game we're going to talk about today is the 2018 Rose Bowl that featured a classic matchup of Coach Lincoln Riley's Oklahoma Sooners and the Georgia Bulldogs, coached by Kirby Smart. Now, played on January 1st, 2018, this was the 104th edition of the Rose Bowl game, and it was a semifinal for the college football playoff that year. The world would witness the most points ever scored in one Rose Bowl game up to that point. And hang on to your hats, as this giant game had the offenses going wild. Oklahoma won the toss and deferred their choice until the second half, forcing the Bulldogs to almost a three and out. I think they got a first down in there, but they ended up punting the ball away, and the Sooners offense trot onto the field for their first series. And what a series it was. Oklahoma's quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield, completed three passes, the third being placed into the waiting arms of receiver Marquise Brown into the end zone to put OU on the board. The Bulldogs would tie the game on the next quarter when Sony Michel broke into the open and ran for a 75-yard touchdown at 7-all. And there were scores of plenty, mostly by the Sooners, as the first half melted away. The scoreboard was changing quickly. The Sooners ran a double reverse play, and Mayfield caught the first pass of his college career to score a touchdown from 2 yards out on a toss by wide receiver C.D. Lamb. Interesting play indeed. Now, Georgia got the ball back with only 6 seconds remaining, just enough time for Rodrigo Blankenship to bang out a 55-yard field goal, setting a Rose Bowl record for the longest successful field goal in the history of the Rose Bowl game. Now, Oklahoma was lined up for a 31-17 lead at intermission. Now, after the half, Georgia played stout defense and pounded the rock with their big offensive line, starting to wear down those Sooners just a bit. It was a Sony Michel 38-yard touchdown scamper, later followed by Nick Chubb, his teammate, scoring a 50-yarder of his own on the ground. And when they took the lead on Javon Wims, a 4-yard touchdown toss from Mayfield. Now, the Sooners knotted the game at 38 after Dimitri Flowers caught an 11-yard touchdown reception from Baker Mayfield. The OU defense provided the next scoring spark when the Sooners retook the lead after a 46-yard scoop and score by Stephen Parker. UGA's tough running halfback, Nick Chubb, sent the game into overtime with a 2-yard touchdown to tie the game once again. And the teams traded field goals in the first overtime session of the Rose Bowl, and it was the first Rose Bowl session in history of the game. This was a new thing for the Rose Bowl. Well, the Bulldogs gained the advantage in the second overtime session when Lorenzo Carter blocked Austin Siebert's 27-yard field goal attempt. And then running back Sony Michel provided the game-winning points when he escaped the tackles of a tired Sooner defense for a 27-yard touchdown run. That final score of the game was 54-48 Georgia in double overtime, sending the Bulldogs into the national championship game. And what a thrilling game that was. Now, Georgia overcame a 17-point deficit to win this game. It was the largest deficit to overcome in Rose Bowl history. It was also the fifth most viewed cable television program in the history of cable TV. Imagine that. Now, the Bulldogs would lose to their arch rival Alabama 26-23 in a great national title game the following week. And but what a great season they had, and what a great Rose Bowl both the Sooners and the Bulldogs provided for us. Now, the next year, it was the 105th Rose Bowl game. It featured the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies versus a 6th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Chris Peterson held the head coaching duties at Washington, while Urban Meyer guided the Buckeyes from the sidelines. Ohio State struck first in the game when Paris Campbell accepted a 12-yard touchdown throw from quarterback Dwayne Haskins. The Huskies responded with a 38-yard field goal by Peyton Henry. The Buckeyes then rattled off 21 unanswered points on either side of the half, a Johnny Dixon 19-yard scoring reception, Rashad Berry's 1-yard touchdown catch, and J.K. Dobbins with a 3-yard touchdown run. Washington rattled off 3 touchdowns of their own in a row, then later in the fourth quarter, and Drew Sample caught a 2-yard touchdown from Miles Gaskin, and Gaskin ran in 2 more TDs on his own. However, it was not enough, as Ohio State hung on and won 28-23 to win that 105th Rose Bowl. But we go on to the next year. 2 new teams coming in. It's the 2020 Rose Bowl. Head coach Mario Cristobal accepted the invite to the 105th Rose Bowl game as his number 6 Oregon Ducks travel to Pasadena to face the number 8 Wisconsin Badgers of coach Paul Christ. Now, this was a great game. Wisconsin seemed to dominate the contest with total yards and time of possession, but trailed by 1 late. Unfortunately, the game came down to a very pivotal officiating call. The controversy arose from an offensive pass interference called against Wisconsin near the end of the game. The OPI nullified a Wisconsin first down and eventually gave the ball back to Oregon, because Wisconsin could not convert on that series. Now, Oregon got the ball back and ran the clock down and won the game. Later, on the air, the officiating expert, Terry McCauley, former NFL official, felt the call was incorrect on the field, and Oregon won the game by the slimmest of margins, 28-27, in another exciting Rose Bowl game. But wait, there's more. The 2021 College Football Playoff semifinal was played at the Rose Bowl game and was presented by Capital One. It was the 107th edition of the Rose Bowl game, and it was played January 1st, 2021. This game was played during the COVID-19 pandemic and was the second time in Rose Bowl history that the game had to be moved away from the Pasadena area. Now, the first remote Rose Bowl occurred in 1942, just after the attack on Pearl Harbor, when it was displaced to North Carolina for safety issues. We talked about that with Joe Ziemba just a few weeks ago. If you want to check it out, go back into the Rose Bowl Annals, 1942 Rose Bowl, and take a look at that and listen. This time, in 2021, it was because of the high infection rates in the Los Angeles area that were spreading across the country, and they did not want to have a contest where they have that many people in a stadium watching a ball game. So they ended up having a very limited amount of people being able to go into the Arlington Stadium in Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium, where the Dallas Cowboys play. And the number 4 Notre Dame Fighting Irish would play in their second ever Rose Bowl. First one was 1925, remember, against the top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, head coach Nick Saban had his team ready as they dominated the Irish of coach Brian Kelly. The Tide jumped out to a 21-7 lead by half, and Bama quarterback Mac Jones fired 2 touchdown strikes to highlight the first half scoring, 2 to Heisman winner Devontae Smith, and the other to Jaleel Billingsley. Now, Smith would score again in the second half to lead the Crimson Tide to a 31-14 victory to advance to the title game. In that national championship game, Alabama would roll over Ohio State 52-24 just 10 days later after the Rose Bowl game. And finally, we come to the 2022 Rose Bowl game. This is the 108th edition of the New Year's Bowl game. It was played on January 1st, 2022. Head coach Kyle Whittingham brought his number 11 Utah Utes into the fray against the Ohio State Buckeyes, ranked 6th in the nation and coached by Ryan Day. Utah got the party started when Britton Covey's 19-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Cameron Rising got the scoreboard's lights a flicker in there. Now the Utes struck again when Micah Bernard's 12-yard touchdown reception from Rising to make it a two-score game early for the Utes. Ohio State would cut into that lead in half as Marvin Harrison Jr.'s 25-yard touchdown reception from quarterback C.J. Stroud got the Buckeyes rolling. But Utah's Tavian Thomas answered with a touchdown run of 6 yards to, again, make it a two-touchdown game. The teams traded body blows as Buckeye Jackson Smith-Njigba corralled a 50-yard touchdown pass from Stroud. And Utah scored almost immediately, but Brian Covey's returned the ensuing kickoff 97 yards for a score is still up by 2 touchdowns as are the Utah Utes. The Ohio State's Jackson Smith-Njigba caught another touchdown pass, this one 52 yards from Stroud, and Utah completed the first half on a Cameron Rising 62-yard touchdown run to lead the game 35-21 at the half. But the Buckeyes swarmed back in the second half. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s 8-yard touchdown reception from Stroud and later a 5-yarder would help them get back into this game. Teammate Jackson Smith-Njigba also got into this rally as he snagged a 30-yard touchdown pass play from C.J. Stroud to put OSU up by a touchdown. Utah's Dalton Kincaid recorded his name in the Rose Bowl annals by catching a 15-yard touchdown reception from Bryson Barnes to not to score at 45. However, with just 9 seconds left, Ohio State found the game winner on a 19-yard field goal by kicker Noah Ruggles. Final score was Ohio State 48, Utah 45, and that is your Rose Bowl history. There are your first 108 games. We hope that you've been able to join us through these last 39 or so days of talking about Rose Bowl history. And we have had quite a bit of exciting stuff to talk about. If you have missed anything, you can go back into your favorite podcast provider under Pigskin Dispatch Podcast and look it up. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com or pigskindispatch.com and get to enjoy all the great Rose Bowl history with all of our great guests. We've talked about all these great Rose Bowls. And we're not done yet. We still have a couple more days. We're going to talk about the Rose Bowl and just getting everybody ready for that big game on January 2nd between Utah and Penn State. Can't wait for that one. We're going to have another great game. Can't wait to talk about it and when it becomes history. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.